Before we begin the prayers of the church and uplifting our voices with those prayers, we are going to be uplifting our community partners at Peace. Each year, the congregation, you get to decide on who we will support with mission funds, our ministry partners. It's a significant amount of money. If you look at the October newsletter, you can see how many funds were given to community partners in 2020. If you have a heart for a ministry, or if you feel like you want to express an opinion about how those funds are shared, that's why we put it in the newsletter. Just seek out one of your elders or a council member. We truly want to make sure that our monies are making a difference in the community. So just a note about that, we will uplift those community partners in our prayers here today. Also, we're going to have time for prayer. As I shared at the beginning of our service, we did have a couple members test positive for COVID-19. With solidarity on our hearts, we're going to uplift them, and as well as those that are awaiting test results in the days ahead. Let us bow our heads for a time of prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Father, it is your gracious will that we sinners come to you in faith so that we may share Christ. We thank you for the forgiveness we have in him and for the assurance we are given that you hear and answer us for his sake. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, you reveal yourself wherever your word is proclaimed in all the world. Grant that all souls burdened by sin and guilt find salvation in you. Also grant that we proclaim Christ to all those for whom he gave his life. Guide us here at Peace, the Northwest District, and your people throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, in love you gave yourself on the cross that we may have life abundantly. We give you thanks for our partners in ministry, for Love, Inc., Philomath Community Services, Camp Lutherwood, Zion Lutheran School, the Dementia Warriors, and Friends of the Family Ministries. Guide each partner in the year ahead as they positively impact lives in Jesus' name. Let your glory be made known in all their happenings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, your word commands us to pray for those in authority and in leadership over us. Bless this land in which we live. Grant that all those who govern us do so diligently. Grant that all those who enforce our laws do so wisely. Grant that all those who serve us do so wholeheartedly. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful healer of both body and soul, we lift up before you those who are suffering in any way. Lord, any way, physically, mentally, relationally, and spiritually. Especially this day, Lord, we think of those who have tested positive for COVID-19, those who are really struggling with any illness. Your son at the door of Simon's house healed every disease, it says. Lord, we simply hand over these individuals to you. Work through those people that have been assigned to care for these individuals, and we pray for full recovery. Lord, we also pray for those who are awaiting test results, that you would give them a sense of peace and patience in their time ahead. Lord, also for those that we name today on our hearts, and also that we express with our lips. Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Christian, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Angela, Mark, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Chuck, Marianne, Steve, Anna, Brent, Professor Wiegman, Arnold, Ruth, Addie, the family of Roman Gunther as they mourn his death, Molly, and Terry. Grant that their hearts and minds be guarded in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.